Totem Square in Sitka is alive with sea stars made out of paper, salmon made out of aluminum foil, and a 7-year-old boy named Hunter who's dressed up like an orangutan. He's covered from head to toe in orange fur that, by the way, matches his red hair quite perfectly, actually. And he's mostly happy about it, except for two things about the costume.
Really hairy and really itchy.
Is it really itchy?
Yes. Cut out the fur.
Carrie MacLean is standing a few yards away and is also covered in fur. Unlike Hunter, his fur is white, and he is not 7 years old.
I am an endangered species. I'm a polar bear.
The costume covers his entire body, even the feet, which makes him kind of lumber instead of walk across the square, holding the costume's white furry head in his hands.
Excuse me, sir. Could you help me put my head on?
The man reaches for MacLean's real head and then cuts out the shenanigans and helps complete the polar bear outfit.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. How do I look?
Terrible.
You asked.
MacLean joins someone dressed up as a brown bear in leading the parade. The Sitka Conservation Society sponsors this event. Executive Director Andrew Tomes says that sometimes you've just got to kick back and have a good time.
You can't be serious all the time. You got to have fun with the stuff. And I think that Earth Day and the spring weather here and dressing up like your favorite animal is a time to relax and enjoy and be around neighbors and have a good time.
And he says in Sitka, the costumes get pretty creative.
One year, a girl dressed up as a tide pool. So she wasn't just one species, she was a whole ecosystem niche of limpets and barnacles and minnows and herring and anemones, a whole tide pool ecosystem. That was my favorite.
9-year-old Quinlan Holder is standing over near the totem pole with some friends. When I ask what she's dressed as, she seems shocked that I can't figure it out.
A bunny?
How come? Why a bunny? Why not a...
I felt like it.
You didn't want to be like an antelope?
Because I had a white shirt on.
Okay.
She helped another friend dressed up like Mother Nature.
The blue extends the sky and the water. The green represents the plants and the trees. And the white extends the clouds and the wind.
And with that, the call to start the parade begins, and they're off. The bunny, her friend the panda, and their other friend Mother Nature marching down Lincoln Street with the rest of the fish and bears and bugs. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.